All right. Put it, put the recording. We got disconnected because of stupid Bluetooth reasons.
I love Bluetooth. It's great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Polly, what are you doing first?
I got a 15-foot cone attack, but I was trying to hit at least three of those yellow guys with.
All right.
Yellow guy.
I think I made the same mistake where the clearing is way too big again.
Where are you?
We could just clearing is pretty massive.
Oh, you're the orange one.
Should we just say that the each
10 or something?
Well,
or 15.
So puts like 200 feet away.
Like it's 1 foot maybe instead of 5 feet square.
We could also just shrink it.
Yeah, we could just like.
Just go.
Basically that. I keep forgetting I want it to take up the whole space so we can use all of it, but then I forget that like that all of that's supposed to represent 5 feet.
That better?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of get it because it was a clearing.
Yeah, I mean, there was like a whole camp full of people.
Yeah.
There was a camp full of people, but I also don't want it.
To be so spread out.
Yeah.
We've got 30 feet of movement.
Also, we might want to be a little bit bigger than that.
6 squares.
That feels
this
pretty
is,
tight.
This is my least favorite part about combat.
I think the original size was fine. We'll close the distance pretty quickly.
Yes, but for
you
ambush
could?
Purposes.
Yeah.
And also, like, there's only so much red can have.
Do we have wet erase?
It's just wet paper.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep them more centrally located in the middle.
We could just wait for them to be in the middle of the clearing, and then everybody will be able to hit them. 1, 2, 3, 6,
$2. Yeah, I think if you were going to do a 2.0 version of the battle grid, I think the grid spaces need to be bigger.
Oh, I made them small so that we could have detailed terrain.
Well...
But, clearly we're not doing that. But like I said, if they're centered, they're, 120 feet away from everything? Which isn't great for, like, melee ambush, but...
I'm just worried it's going to take everyone a really long time. We're going to spread them out like this. But they've cleared in the area. Okay,
cool.
Now, Tali, go. What are you doing?
Yeah, like I said, I was hoping to sneak up and do burning hands on some of them.
Can you roll stealth and move close enough?
Probably not.
Oh no.
Well, no, you automatically get a surprise, so you get to do it regardless. But yes. Sorry, I asked you to roll stealth because you said sneak, and then I realized that that's irrelevant because it's a surprise round.
Yes.
So yeah. Are you in range? Can you move up to.
That was. Yeah. Somewhere is better. I'll be hit at least two of them.
Hit two of them here, or possibly.
I mean, it doesn't really matter which one to me. As long as I hit at least two groups, I'm pretty happy. Mm-hmm. Alright, it is a they need to roll thing.
Okay.
It's, deck save.
Deck save?
Yeah.
And is it for both groups?
Yep.
Yes.
There's two of them?
Mm-hmm.
One of them rolled an 11 and one of them rolled a 13.
Okay, so I think that's... Both failed.
Okay.
Nice.
Because they have to be 14, so they were both failing. So they take full damage, which isn't much, unfortunately. It's 7.
7? It's 7 for each of them?
Yeah.
You manage
for
to take...
any target that's in it.
Yeah. I'm going to say that they... For any targets.
It'd be everybody.
Everyone. You take out... two groups of people immediately.
It's, I mean, it's one of my level, I only have 3-1 level, like, level 1 slots.
Yeah, so you immediately, out of the gate.
So Tali is gonna kinda like, wait for them to get into a good spot. She's gonna kinda creep up, and she's gonna like, focus, and charge up, and her chest is gonna glow, and out of her mouth is gonna spew this column of fire.
Heck yes!
And she's gonna just kind of like try to duck back into the trees.
Are you gonna spend the rest of your movement to get back? Yeah. Okay, Vigo, what are you doing?
I'm gonna crossbow.
You might need to move a little.
I'm right there.
What's your range?
Why do I have green underneath?
You're in a tree.
Oh, right, you can't move. You're in a tree.
Yeah.
He's got the high ground.
Tree. I don't know if you would.
Okay. I'm gonna crossbow this guy.
Going for a dragon slayer.
Right? Yeah. Okay, cool.
That's probably a good idea.
You got enough range
for
that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Roll to hit.
Roll all ranges. It's
I think for a longbow it's 19.
That hit.
Cool.
Nice. Okay. At least the 19 hits. Nothing else.
Ain't that the truth?
So is the dragon in dragon form yet?
Not
when
yet.
Did that happen?
Well, I don't know how that works.
The dragon is going to turn into dragon form at the top of the next, the end of the surprise round, essentially. Okay. So what did you roll?
Six.
So essentially, she goes last.
And she said it was going to be like a lair action.
Yeah. So it's like the bottom of this round, but the top of the next one. So. Alright. Is there anything else that you're doing with your turn?
I don't think I can. I'm just going to stay where I am.
Okay. Annie, what are you doing?
I shoot at... I'll try to shoot at this. Because you fired at this one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll try to fire at this one. With my longbow... Oh, please. Okay, that's a... Guys, I can't do math. 20
plus what?
2.
Yeah, that hits.
14 plus 8. So I do a d8, and then plus my dex mod, right? For...
Is it a finesse or a versatile one?
It's a, it's a longbow, so...
Oh,
yeah, that's dexterity.
Yeah, that'd definitely be dex, yeah.
Okay, that is an 8 plus my death. That is a 12 points of damage to 12 that 12
points of damage. Yeah, you... I'm going to say... Yeah, Vigo, you shattered off a crossbow. Mm-hmm. You managed to fire off at the first guy. He's like the big burly one.
Yeah.
and you managed to like catch him like in like a place in between where the pauldron and the back of his
like yeah
and so you like catch him almost like in the shoulder blade and I'm gonna say that he's just but then he like flexes and the arrow snaps in half but then you manage to shoot Lady. I'm gonna say that you shoot her and it aims lower. You get her almost like in the back of the kneecap.
Give me your shins.
She's really on one knee now.
She used to be
you said it was 12?
What'd you say?
Yeah, 12. 12 points of damage, yeah.
How much damage do you do?
Nice.
Thank you.
How much damage?
6. Cool. I forgot I could add a hemocrafting, but I'll do it next time.
Okay. So. All right. Cultist round one. Is going to be the one in the bottom right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to aim arrows at the group. And we're gonna assume that because there's five people and five people that they count as one person each.
That's fair.
The common denominator. The math, guys.
The math.
You
got this.
Alright. Let's go.
I'm not entirely certain fire, cold, or lightning is going to do anything to these guys.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even know if I want to use magic against the dragon slayer dudes.
Yeah, they shoot arrows at the group of commoners that's closest to them. Absolutely just wipe all of them out. They're just immediately all taken out. Not lethally.
Not unalived.
They're not unalived. They are all unconscious. They're all taking a big, long nap.
They all got punched in the face by arrows.
Yeah. I'm imagining that the way that it works is that all of these
people... It's like poison darts or something.
Well, I'm also kind of imagining that these are like all people that are completely untrained for battle. So like the moment that they actually get shot with an arrow, they're like fleeing.
Something almost hits them. They're like,
there's a lot of these people who are like, they weren't anticipating getting attacked.
They were
back. They were not. Yeah, they were anticipating dragon. This is unprepared for this. So they like duck. Alright, Lignus, that makes it your turn. What are you doing?
I'm going to move, like, here-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to hold an action to healing word anyone that dies.
Cool! All right, August, what you doing?
All right, I'm gonna move up a little, like here. That should be enough room. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna cast, use a bonus action to cast Hex on him, which that just works now.
Which one's him?
I don't know.
Darkrai.
Darkrai is him.
Okay.
He is him. He's hexed. So whenever I attack him, I do extra 1d6 necrotic damage, and I can choose an ability that he'll now have disadvantage on ability checks for. I'm going to choose dexterity. Disadvantage on dexterity checks.
Okay.
And then for my action, I'm going to shoot him with a gun.
I thought you were like, super really technical, all this fun stuff. Next action.
Pew pew.
Neutral action. Joker will.
That is a 19 to hit.
Well, hits? You do know 19 hits.
And that is 13 points of damage.
13?
Oh, plus a d6, right? Because I hexed him.
Yeah. Did you add your modifier?
Yeah.
One.
Okay.
17. 17. Okay. We just really don't like this guy.
Brother, don't blame you. All right, next group of cultists is up. We're gonna say the ones in the top right.
Just go around clockwise.
Honestly, why not? I'm gonna say move them 30 feet out of the woods.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. It is.
Actually, move them back a little bit. They're going to fire at the one that's diagonal to them, but they're doing it.
This guy?
No.
This one. They're taking out the townspeople. Non-lethally.
Yeah?
Yep, that's because they're tiny. And then what do they actually...
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's leftover from the sickness.
Lingering. He's down with the
sickness. Dude, I've still got a cough, too. Sucks. I live, I'm just at work, and my boss is like, are you
so
alright? I'm
like, they, I'm fine. They take out that whole group, too. So that whole group of commoners is out now. Okie dokie, that puts us at Constantine. What you doing?
Okay, sure. On y'all's opinion, this upcoming round, she's just going to transform at the end of this round?
She's going to do something.
I'd say don't get in melee range of the Dragon Slayers yet.
Well, what I was thinking was my two questions was either apply grease to them or give her sanctuary, because I have the feeling that they're going to pull something out of their
sanctuary.
She's going
like
to attack, so that's going to
yeah. Sanctuary's going to be gone.
That's what I was thinking. I thought next
Let's do
round
grease sounds better.
Grease
next
sounds
round,
better,
if she was just going to transform, they would last over the entire round.
If you do grease, I could have fire to my next attack.
And me too. I
so we're all thinking grease as opposed to sanctuary.
Grease is good.
She's probably going to attack at
this group as well.
Yeah, I would sanctuary her next time.
Okay, I'll apply grease. That is a 10-foot center around here. Are these 5 feet, or do we...
They're five feet.
Okay, here, take the wet erase and make a circle.
Are there those little template things?
There are also dry erase markers for non-permanent marking.
Yeah. Oh, there's that one right there.
Yes, that's a dry erase.
Yeah.
I'm so curious.
The wet erase is for map drawing.
That's what I was scared of. That's why I wanted to do sanctuary, because what if they like pull out
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm
the dragon killing 9,000.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
I want to protect
her. She's gonna attack. It's
is that
gonna
10
nullify
feet?
It.
Well, yeah, I just hoping
ten,
that
is
it would
that a 10 foot radius?
One full
is it
round
10 feet
combat
from the center?
Yeah, 10 feet from the 10 center.
10 foot radius?
10 foot from the center.
What does it say?
Wait,
yeah, that's what you did.
What shape does it say?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah,
I
that's
did
what you
radius.
Drew, but what the, is it?
Hold
what
on.
Shape is it?
Just a sec.
I thought I said radius.
10 foot square centered
foot square.
On a
so
point.
So it's not a radius, it's a 10 foot square. So it's
centered
four squares.
Within a range. Okay.
So you could get both of them if it's in
yes.
between.
Yes. If it's in between,
squares.
It's still they're still all greased.
Get greasy.
That's gonna suck to be greasy.
Four squares, so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
gonna be
oh,
probably just like
not four squares on edge. Four squares total. Because it's a square.
Yeah. So I'll just do the guy since she's shot in the knee apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, either one.
This guy.
Just this guy? Which guy?
You. The white guy.
And
the white guy?
An arrow, dude,
I thought Dark Ray was the guy.
Dark Ray was the one.
Dark Ray is the guy. This is the one that shot in the knee.
Okay, I'll do the Dark Ray.
Okay.
Dark.
Oh, yeah. I took an arrow to the knee. I think it
means to get buried. Or center it. Probably.
Because like you get down, because like they go down on your knee to propose. That's and so like when awful. You get an arrow on your knee, you like go down on your knee.
Derogatory. Yeah,
it's ball and chain, pretty much.
Oh, gross! Hate that.
You get fixed in points.
Well, as you know, we've hated marriage apparently since time immemorial.
Yeah, Skyrim. That's been around for a long time.
I thought that was a Nordic saying.
Oh, it probably
that was like an ancient Nordic saying. Anyway, he's greased up. He's lubed up. He's
lubed up. Yep, actually
never. Slippery boy.
Someone cut that record.
No, that's on
clip it.
Jack, clip this right now.
All right. That puts us at the
Cult three. Coming forward.
Yeah, come get them forward. Put them there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go and drag them.
They hit, which means that they take out that group that's next to them.
They're putting in work, bro.
They're putting in work.
Hey, when they're fodder, they're fodder.
Yeah.
This
fodder, is why we chose non-lethally.
Yeah. The other group just is going to move 30 feet in the direction of the other yellow group.
That's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Yeah, and then they're going to fire at them.
Close enough.
This also hits.
This is also an ambush.
Yeah, which takes them out. So yeah, we've officially taken out all of the commoners.
We didn't think that would take very long.
The Dragon Slayers are what we thought were actually going to be a problem.
Yes. That's why I attacked
them. That's what I'm saying is, do we know that magic works on them yet?
The hex did work.
That is true.
These Dragon Slayers, you get a sense from the way that they carry themselves out in the field, now watching them like in a combat scenario, they are so hyper-trained on, like...
Dragons.
Yeah.
That, like...
They're anti-dragon, not
like,
anti-people.
They were not prepared for this.
They're good at fighting dragons.
Bad at fighting people.
Bad at fighting, like, armed combatants.
Okay.
Haha, skill issue.
Someone forgot their basic training.
Why do you sound like shame?
Now it's me. Sounds like the chosen,
Alright, come on, let's go.
Poke out a little bit. Let's see.
You just put your antlers out.
That's close enough. I'm going to throw daggers at this guy.
So, you must be the new guy.
Okay, kill him with daggers.
Okay.
Yas, queen, kill him with daggers.
Eight
to hit?
Yeah.
7, 8.
Oh,
eight.
No.
7, 8, 9?
And then,
I'm going to say that how many daggers do you throw at this man?
Well, it's just like a dart. I throw a dart. It just goes. He deflects missiles on you.
Now, I'm gonna say you throw it and it like hits his plate armor and he just like turns to you. Uh-oh. And you see him cock his head as he's trying to understand what is in front of him at the moment.
Boo.
Oh no.
Yeah. So okay. That puts us at the top of the round, baby.
Tally.
Is going to Viola is going to she's not going to step out of the clearing first. She's going to
that would be really bad.
Unless she's really determined that these guys are going to die right now.
I can see the future, and you aren't making it to tomorrow.
I can see the future, and you're not there. So here's the thing. All of you on the battlefield, there are commoners running, screaming everywhere, fleeing this clearing as quickly as they can. The female dragon slayer already on one knee.
She's proposing to you, babe.
trying to manage herself up. The other dragon slayer is like stumbling around and he is just like barking orders at anyone that is with arm's length of him, but they're like all running. And he's like, no, stand your ground. They're gone.
They're all sleeping on the ground.
They are either unconscious on the ground or they have fled.
Yeah.
While you guys are in the process of this, you hear what sounds like thunder rolling off in the distance. On a very clear day. And then there is a massive gust of wind that blows through the entire clearing, knocking a couple people over.
Him? He's slippery.
Oh, and he has a disadvantage on dexterity.
Whoa!
Whoa.
He does have a disadvantage on dexterity saving throws. Yeah. And it's slippery.
It's like the Looney Tunes, like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, literally.
What would be the dex save for that?
Probably disadvantage.
What's the dex save for big wind?
Succeeding on a dexterity saving throw or fall prone.
It's your spell save, DC.
Oh, yeah. Spell save is
12.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. So cool. Even at a disadvantage. You see him like start to slip backwards and stumble, but he stands his ground.
Okay, good. Because then I have disadvantage on range attacks, and I don't want that.
True.
As the gust comes through, you see out of the forest rise this giant brass dragon.
Take these brass knuckles.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Huh?
I don't know. I don't know what you thought you were going to say. I was like, brass wood. Huh? I chose the part at first.
Dirty.
yeah, you see brass dragon come up out of the forest.
Two wrecking balls.
Hey! God, shut up! I need both of you to stop talking and lock in.
I'm sorry.
We can never be next to each other. We have to.
You guys need to be opposite sides of the table.
They are. We are. They already are on opposite sides of the table.
The teachers.
If they were at the
corners,
these.
That would just put me next to Hannah.
Yeah.
That's also bad. Obviously, there's no way to assign you seats and this not be chaotic, so I accept.
I'm sorry, I was little.
Yeah, dragon comes up.
Yep.
The dragon has frightful presence. She is uber intimidating.
Snaps queen.
Yeah, roll it.
Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh. Ruh-roh, Raggy.
Yeah. Both of the dragon slayers, as they have been trained in dragon slaying, hold their ground. Lignus, how are you doing seeing this dragon show up?
I am affected by this.
Yeah, okay. You are currently under the... Okay, a creature can repeat the saving throw at the end of of your turn. You are currently under the frightened condition for a minute.
Oh,
you said a month.
He might be.
Just
every 6 seconds, he has to be like, "Am I scared for a month still?"
what is the frightened condition? What's good?
You
have to like run away.
Have to run away. Oh. Yeah, you have to use your movement to run away.
Interesting.
From the thing you were scared of.
Which one are you? Red. Oh, gotcha.
Red.
You have disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of your fear is within line of sight. The creature cannot move closer to the source of fear.
Cannot move closer.
You cannot move closer, and you have disadvantage on all your attacks.
Yeah. He's just going to fall over on his butt to gape.
I'm going to be honest. I look at this differently. So, guy in Greece looks at this. He stands his ground. Girl on one knee looks up at this, and you can't see her face because she is wearing a helmet. But you watch as she like falls back and starts to scramble away. She's going to start running in the opposite direction.
Oh, limping because she...
So she takes half... speed, but she's gonna start moving back towards the edge of the clearing where they came out of.
What's that, like 15 feet?
15 feet
at a time.
Be
half movement. Yeah.
For all.
I mean, that's pretty much what we were trying to accomplish.
Cool.
It's not bad.
I mean, yeah, we were fine with them dying, but I don't think we were going to just seek it out.
Yeah, so.
My turn.
We got it. Let's roll these guys into initiative real fast.
Okay. Please be low. Please be low.
My turn.
They're gonna go before me.
Why? Believe in yourself.
Believe it.
Dexterity guy.
So one of rolled them rolled a, 19.
Rolled so low on that die.
Gosh.
You picking good locks over there?
Yeah.
Picking so many locks.
Takes a while.
When you do it like that, sure. I think you're supposed to just like stop it by pulling it back. 12.
81.
Okay.
I think it's just that it falls over when it's done.
Well, yeah, but you. It also.
Okay. The dude Dragon Slayer rolled a 19.
That'd be after me, probably. Wait, who is?
No,
Yenny's
got 21. Those
ghost cultists rolled at 20.
Oh shoot! So. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Rail, Dragon.
Where do they post
Slayer.
The picture?
I wrote it very quickly.
Oh, Dragamanum.
I was pretty close.
The four.
There was a reasonable clearing in front.
Cool. Okay. So Tali, top of the round.
I'm going to attempt to chromatic orb the male.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
chromatic orb.
How does it miss
she gets struck by the dragon.
I don't know. How far is it anyway? I need to be within 90 feet. That's 90 feet.
Where are you? Which one are,
the
which one are you?
20,
25,
20. 30. 90? That's 18
squares. Yeah, you're within 90 feet of it.
Yeah, you're well within 90 feet.
Can
you're
I at
you're
least
about like
light
50.
The grease on fire?
Sure, you can light the grease on
Thank
fire.
You.
So cool.
So on his turn, he takes fire damage.
On the end of it, on
Maybe.
His turn, he will take 4 points of fire damage.
Oh, cool.
Better than just missing.
Yeah, I'll take it. Vigo, what are you doing?
I'm going to do the same thing, but my strike is going to be infused with fire damage.
Cool.
On the guy?
Yes.
Or the girl?
The guy. Sorry, I was just reading that. Okay.
Oh.
20?
20 to hit? Yeah, it hits.
Cool.
Damage.
Let's see. That's a 10, and then I add.
Should be a D something, right?
It's my D4.
D4.
Plus 2, so 12.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Cool. So what is it? You shoot him with what? An arrow?
Flaming arrow, basically.
Flaming arrow? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You shoot him with a flaming arrow. And you see that it's with so much force that even the metal of his armor plate caves in as it pierces through it.
Sheesh.
And kind of knocks him back. All right, that puts us at Annie. What you doing?
I'm gonna fire at the retreating woman.
Okay.
Why are you firing on the person who's trying to run away?
Let him run.
No.
Fair enough.
No, that doesn't hit. It's a 12.
Just whizzes past her.
It's a
12?
Yeah.
12 to miss.
Hit. Yeah, 12 to hit.
Yeah.
It misses.
Yeah, 12 to miss. Yeah, it misses.
12 to miss. Yeah,
yeah.
Honestly.
All right.
That's fine, honestly.
Oh, gosh.
At least you just lost the arrow.
I'm
happy.
I'm gonna say that cultist number one, they're the ones back in the right corner. Move them up 30 feet towards the lady.
Uh-oh.
They are one of the. They're gonna try and fire arrows that, like, as they fire them off, nets come out of them. They're trying to entrap her.
These are our guys.
Yeah.
I
was like, ooh.
Yeah, the cultists are. Apparently, our friends.
The cultists are, and for once,
in this situation.
For now.
Yes.
They miss.
Yeah, they missed.
Totally forgot to. When I activated the right, I had to take damage, necrotic damage, 1d4. I went ahead and added that, so totally forgot.
Yeah, nope, all good. Cool. Yeah, she is like sees like 4 net arrows, 5 net arrows fired at her at the same time. She takes out her sword, slashes through all of them in one swoop, and they just whoosh
wow.
on either side of her.
That's crazy.
She's a trained killer.
It's kind of cool.
I mean, she's kind of... I mean,
I had to give her a cool point, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is really cool.
All right, dude, Dragon Slayer. He is going to march towards Gunnar.
That's unsurprising.
Yeah.
He has to roll to not slip first.
With disadvantage.
Well, if the grease is on fire, does it still
count? I actually don't know if it's still grease anymore.
It's not grease anymore, it's just fire.
What? It's just fire? Yeah, so he walked out, he's headed towards you, Gunnar.
He makes it to me.
Uh-oh.
Also, I'm going to get rid of that because that's...
Beat him up.
Beat him up.
Beat him up. Beat him up. Beat him up.
Reese's Puffs. Reese's Puffs.
Stab him.
Actually, it's so good.
The fact that we were also in sync with that, too.
I'm in danger.
Nah, it's okay.
You'll live.
You're in danger.
You're not a dragon. He can't kill you.
Hey, at least you'll be able... Oh, wait. Can you heal?
It's a 14 to hit.
No.
No. He goes to lunge at you and, like,
collapses. He is on fire.
One knee as he does it. The fire isn't affecting him as much.
That's true.
Because he has fire-resistant armor. That's his turn.
Did he just have a sword with... They just had their swords with
them?
He
had, like, a pretty massive greatsword with
him. Well, I don't know. Now I'm thinking, like, how do they kill a dragon if the dragon just doesn't land?
Aura.
I imagine that they've got, like... They probably also have crossbows and stuff, but he is currently...
A little lasso.
A little lasso? Good old lasso. All right, Lickness.
He's got grappling bow.
Lickness. Oh, he's running.
Dude, that'd be cool.
You're running. Well, you can't move towards the dragon.
You can move away, or just attack the guy that's attacking me, but also you don't attack people, so probably not.
Yeah, I'm just gonna run.
I don't blame you.
30 feet, so one.
Towards me.
4, 5, 6. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I don't really have anything additional I'd like to
do. August, what you doing?
Do I see Lickness running?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's in the woods still.
He is back in the woods.
But I am also running towards you.
Yeah.
Well, either way.
Oh, no, I'm not. That's you. Okay,
yeah.
I thought.
Either way, no, if me. I see Gunnar getting attacked, I'm going to start to, like, no, my friend. My friend.
Fine.
In that exact voice.
My friend.
15, 20, 25, 30, and then done. Not on Gunner, but on Guy.
Gun on Guy.
Gun this guy.
I hardly know her.
What? Gun on gun bud.
Gunner. Barely know her.
Gunner.
18.
18 to hit?
Yeah.
Him?
Gunner.
Yeah. Not to hit Gunner. To hit the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. So then, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
13, 14,
15, 16 points of damage.
Hey, I need to know. Do you want me to tell you how much damage you had to do?
Hello.
1. 2. There's no way.
So how are you attacking him? What did
it's
you do?
Done.
I'm like full on thinking, like, I'm sprinting up and then, like.
Right in the head.
Like, bash the
stampede. I'm going to say that in the moment that he slipped, his helmet has kind of come askew. So he turns to see you.
Yo.
And you see a moment of recognition on his face as he recognizes you from the bar last
Kevin's
night.
Kevin's friend.
That's definitely what she was rolling earlier.
Pop
about
him in the head. So.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
He
that's
is
like a bad
out.
Moment.
It is. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
He is out. Cultist group number 2. I think they're gonna try the arrow thing again on her.
Yeah.
She's the only one.
She's the only one left, and she is actively running away.
Would they move or just shoot from where they're at?
I think that they can just shoot from where they're at.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Thought I'd ask. Do I need to move?
No.
Yeah. So she, in limping away, falls. At the same time that they fire off all of these net arrows at her, and like all five of them, like she had that really cool move, and that was like the last of her energy that she had left. All five of these net arrows kind of descend on top of her, wrapping her up. So she is currently contained. I think at about that time that, like, the cultists that fired at her are going to move in her direction, like, in an attempt to, like, attack her. But then Viola, who has retreated back off to the woods and returned back to her human form, rushes down and goes, "No, stop! I have questions for her."
Damn, the dragon did so much. Scared him.
They scared her, too. She fled because of that. So, dragon doesn't need to do a whole lot.
No. Let everyone else.
And so, yeah. So,
can I loot that body?
Loot that body.
Do you want to loot that body? You can loot that body. You find the absolute most massive greatsword you've ever seen.
Woo!
Nice. Do you have, like, crossbow or anything?
Who does that at all?
What?
Does anybody use
He's probably got a two-handed melee weapon. I can. That's, like, on
you
the
can.
Back of his armor.
You can.
And he's wearing
it.
Cool. Also,
I don't know if I could.
Aiden can use it as a normal sword.
I actually have proficiency in that.
That's actually so fair.
Have you crossed
that? I mean, he's wearing
black sword. Yeah.
Not ceremonial, but his very
Yeah, I don't wear armor.
That's a martial
weapon. Does he have any money or anything?
Not on him while he was pretending was planning to go out to battle. No.
Okay.
He came only with supplies.
I can use it.
The sword?
It's a martial weapon, right?
Yeah.
I can make martial weapons into just monk weapons.
Oh, well, that would help you. I mean,
I've also got an ability.
You and Vigo can fight over it.
You
can figure that out.
Do you need it more than
you can also try to take
right
the
now,
woman's.
I don't do a ton of damage.
The woman also has a sword. You can just take the woman's sword.
Give that. I'm not scared. You have a short sword.
You're need something better.
Well, also, the dragon has turned
into
also,
there's no dragon. Something better.
Yeah, there's
I can use dexterity instead of strength.
Regardless. You're probably have been timid
also,
and unsure if you had not succeeded, but you're fine. Okay.
Do either of them have short bows? Or, like, a light bow?
No.
I have
crossbows.
They're going to have heavy crossbows.
Okay.
I'm going to say the cultists start...
I don't think I can use a heavy crossbow.
Now having been captured...
Something better than bows is what I was looking for.
The lady dragon slayer is fuming as she's being dragged off by the cultists.
Mm-hmm.
They're essentially going to... they're like dragging her off in the direction that the caravan's going. They're gonna take her with them.
Is anyone interested in armor at all?
What kind of armor is it?
Can I use?
Probably heavy.
It has to be heavy armor.
It is definitely heavy.
That's what
armor.
I'm saying. Is
it's gonna be like
plate
mail.
Oh, never mind.
I don't believe I need.
That would be a similar body type. I'm saying that it would be a similar body type.
I cannot use heavier.
You can wear it on. You can wear his. His pants on one thigh.
Does anybody want to try to figure out who wants to buy heavy armor?
It would be a really, really bad idea to try and sell that
stuff.
Yeah,
that'd be like, hey, where'd you get this bloody Marine Corps uniform?
Okay, so at about that time...
Do they have keys or anything on them?
Keys or anything on them? Special notes.
I will take that.
You find sort of like almost in like a special compartment, like in sort of like the inside of like the thigh plate mail, that there is like a letter that has been attached specifically so that it is hidden. Do you want to look at it now or do you want to save it for later?
Sure.
Yeah.
Save it for later is crazy.
I will be over it.
Do I need to save it for later? Is a better question.
We'll save it for later.
We'll get to it.
Okay. We'll save it for later.
I'm
looting this body.
Lignus is,
what are you picking up?
Lignus is looking down at the dead body just aghast.
Viola comes up to you. She looks a little, like, ragged from transforming back so quickly. And she's just like, friends, Thank you so much for your assistance. I
know that
my friends and I will sleep much better at night.
Bless you.
Our pursuers are no longer after us. I'm hoping that with our new friend that we might be able to find more information, start working more on the offensive against the Ecclesia.
Yeah, we would love to hear any information that you might gather that could be helpful.
Of course, of course. We are going to stay on the move. You're more than welcome to come with us, but
we have plans after this?
We
were sent on a mission
to... We were going north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're evil people.
But yeah. We did not even want to go north, did we?
No.
But they are evil, though.
I'm gonna say that you've got information that you can pour over later to make a plan, if you guys decide that you don't want to go with her right now.
I'm gonna write to Viola. You're a dragon?
There's
a big question mark on that.
Okay, the most. She leans down and she looks at you incredibly kindly. Because she sees that you're a tiefling, and so she's partial. So she just puts a reassuring hand on your shoulder and she goes, there's no need to be frightened.
That's so funny.
There's no need to be frightened, boss music. That's so funny.
Ominous.
Chat clip that.
Chat clip it right now.
Wait, did that stop the... Okay, then that didn't
stop. That was brilliant. Did you 41, press the plus 30
seconds.
Button on the sticker?
No one touched it.
That was God having a sense of humor.
No, I accidentally touched the trackpad of my computer and unpaused it temporarily.
I wish I could have planned that. Goodness.
There's no need to be frightened. That's not canon.
So, forget funny.
That's not canon.
That's what this hears when she touches it.
Yeah.
She goes, I assure you, there's no reason to be frightened. I am a dragon. I do not mean to greet you under false pretense, but yes, I am. Does it frighten you?
52.
Lucas is just in shock.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably about right.
I gotta come help my buddy.
Yeah, honestly,
you killed a man. Is this the first person you've killed?
Yeah, probably. We're gonna ruminate on that later. It's more the pang of my friend. What have I done?
Why are you a dragon?
Why are you a dragon? It's crazy.
She was born
that's
from
not, that's not like an actual question. He just can't.
He goes, why am I a dragon? She goes, I assure you, young one, it is not a fate I picked for myself.
Why are you a tiefling?
I'd like to know that.
No. You don't get to.
I know, that's what I've been told so far.
You will be questioning her?
She goes, quite thoroughly. I do wish to know what... I fear that the Ecclesia has greater intentions for those of my kind and friends such as yourself, and I wish to know what they are.
She will be restrained? Question mark.
Most thoroughly. We will not let her out of our sight.
May I speak with her alone in the future?
She goes,
If
that's what you wish, then that can be arranged.
Hmm.
Hmm.
We can do that as soon as you are ready. I do not know if your friends wish to travel with us.
Look, this is trying to figure out a process. He's about to thank a dragon.
Yeah! He starts to short circuit.
Thank you, madam.
We need to figure out our
thank
next
you, madam
steps,
dragon.
She just smiles at you incredibly warmly. And she just is like, of course. Think nothing of it. She goes, we will be on the move. You're more than welcome to come with us. I'm also aware that you perhaps have your own desires and your own paths to walk. do as you see fit, and I do hope that we will cross paths at some point in time in the future.
Tolly's gonna shake her hand. Like, very warmly shake
her
hand.
She is, like...
It was a pleasure meeting you, sweetheart. We'll meet you again soon.
She goes, it was truly an honor to meet all of you as well, and I'm quite interested to see what all of you will do.
She is gonna say it in Draconic, by the way.
Yes. Oh! Yes. I'm going to say that she kind of hears it, and she just makes a note of it,
Well, did she not see what...
I'm flirting, by the way. I don't think that you're flirting. Southern mannerisms.
Yes, and she just kind of just, like, notes that you spoke to her.
But what if you were?
White guy orders in perfect Mandarin, shocks Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, it's like one of those. And she's just
I've spoken to her in Draconic on at least two other occasions.
Yes.
Before she goes...
So she doesn't act shocked, but she's just like... she probably responds in common. She's like, it was an honor to meet all of you, and I wish you all the best luck on whatever your travels may take you, whether that be with us or with anyone else.
Before we depart, I'm gonna... Because I kind of get the feeling we're not gonna stick with them.
I don't think so, but we also do need to figure out what we're gonna do.
Yeah, we need to convene.
Did we have any idea beforehand? I don't remember, like, honestly.
It was
did we
like,
have, like, a direction we were going? Or was it just, like, we're going south?
We were on the ship, and then the dragon came to actually crash. Then we just saw the flames. We're like, oh, crap, we gotta go see if we need help anybody. And then everything just kind of happened.
I will say that you do have...
Loren, yeah.
You have... Well, so you can head back to Loren. You good?
He had a chair.
You have correspondence that you copied off of Viola that you can go over in more detail and try to gather information from. You have this note from the Dragon Slayer that you could go over in more detail and get more information from. So you have unexplored paths, even if you do not actively have a direction. So
before she leaves, I'm going to just kind of walk up to her and be like... I kind of just want to know, we were supposed to be chasing down some Septa Magica thing. You heard of them before?
She goes, I've heard myths and tales of them. I know they are, that they exist.
No clue about whereabouts or what they're doing.
We should also get a endorsement letter from her. If we meet another dragon that she knows, we can be like,
Yeah,
we know Lady
fair.
Viola.
It would be
nice. Also, I just remembered, I have some slightly harder hitting questions for this dragon woman.
Let's say that, like, she...
We can, like, travel with her for, like, a day.
The caravan has moved a bit ways off, but they have stopped because they haven't gotten too far.
Plus,
away
we
from
kind of dispelled the thing that was chasing them.
So they're not going to unpack, but they are, like, they're going to take a moment. There were some people who got injured in the shuffle. They're going to patch them all up. So, yeah, she'll take you back to where, like, the encampment is and give you guys a moment to kind of... So, like, if you wanted to go question the Dragon Slayer woman, you could do that now. If you have questions for Viola...
Yeah, I realize I have more questions for Viola.
That's fine, too. Okay, so you have questions...
Yeah, I want to talk to Viola more.
Okay, do you want to do that in private, or do you want to do that, like, in a group questionnaire?
Either way, honestly, I don't think I would care whether people hear me ask about the stuff I'm going to ask about.
Okay, then we just do it in front, right here. So she's gathering you all around. You've got an important NPC, and this is an opportunity to ask them all of the relevant questions you have before they leave.
Lord.
The dragon one.
That was too real.
Okay, so you don't know anything about Septa Magica.
She goes, I have heard myths and tales of them. I do not know locations.
What about, are there any other dragons that might be looking into either, I'd like to figure out if I can either find dragon lords or anyone that knows anything about tieflings.
Do we ask her about the prophecy?
Yeah.
What prophecy? The Septa Magica we just did.
Yeah.
Okay.
She knows of the Septa Magica, but more of like in a mythological sense.
Yeah.
She goes, well, if you're interested about tieflings and the dragon lords, I know that the Elven Colleges of Tanakhgard, they're the epicenter of all knowledge. I cannot imagine that you would go to any of them and not that you could go, like, if you, basically, that you could go to them and figure out anything that you would need to know. Sometimes it can be difficult to get an audience with some of them, but I imagine that with the right connections.
Okay.
Oh, wait, so we're talking to the dragon woman, right?
Yep.
Yes,
yeah.
we're talking about
like, all sat around.
Do you realize the harm that you have done to the people of the city you attacked?
Oh, you were not part of this the ethical ontological question last time.
No.
She just looks at you and she just goes, she goes, there is no harm that I have brought upon the city that has not been brought upon my kind. Whatever harm was brought upon the city is only a fraction of what the dragons have experienced in the last 1,000 years.
I have spent the last 2 days trying to keep people from dying.
She goes, I have spent the last 1,000
broken
years trying.
Families.
She goes, I understand that you have put yourselves in a difficult position. You've put yourself in a difficult position caring for people and also caring for the rest of the world. Because those two groups care little for each other. I have spent the last 1,000 years trying to stop my friends from dying, and I have not. I don't know what else to do but go on the offensive. Because trying to hold back, trying to hide, only leads to more dead friends and family. So if people are going to come after me, then I'm going to go back after them.
They've killed hundreds of them, and we've killed thousands of them.
She's just like, I do not expect you to take this stance. I don't expect for you to understand. I hope that we can come to some level of tolerance so that we may part in peace.
You did not have to repay violence for violence.
It is less of a repayment and more of a prevention.
Sometimes violence is the only answer.
You think the Dragon Slayers would say any different?
No, the Dragon Slayers are hunting for profit, though. When you're fighting for family, sometimes you gotta just do what you do.
I can't.
Dragon Slayers do not hunt for profit.
I hunt for profit.
The Dragon Slayer comes to protect those they love.
You hear the Dragon Lady, she kind of sneers, and she goes, the Dragon Slayers hunt to prop up the egotistical and hubristic aims of the Ecclesia Draconis. They do not fight for their families. She goes, Dragon Slayers do not have families.
Well, I think that might be a bit misconstrued.
How much do you know about Dragon Slayers?
Lincoln's is going to have to leave.
That's fine.
Not much.
He can't stand this.
Yeah.
He's going to go look for the Dragon Slayer.
Okay. Do you want to go talk to her now? Like, let's finish up any other questions.
Not this instant.
Yeah, that's fair. Let's wrap up any other questions that you might have for Viola. You don't have to have questions. If you have questions for Viola.
I feel like Constantine.
Yes, he's been alive for 1,000 years.
Because I've been alive for a very long time. Far too long.
He's like probably scared, but also any advice?
Any advice is great.
In general life, staying alive.
How's my hair?
He has like probably he probably doesn't know like he's very curious, but he doesn't know what to ask, you know.
You're interested in history, aren't you?
I'm interested in many things.
Wasn't there a specific era you were interested in? I thought I remember you saying something about it. Wasn't it something with the
ancient Tanaki
stuff?
Ancient
Tanaki
horse?
He would like any information
ancient Tanaki would have for him.
She goes,
okay.
I apologize. I'm very old. I'm not nearly that old.
What?
She's studying it too.
Yeah, she had the book on it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was applying to try to see if she would reveal anything about the book that we secretly read.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to laugh at me. It's okay.
Did you come from an egg?
No.
We already asked
her
that.
Wait, what did she say?
I don't remember what she said.
Damn it!
What did she say?
I
think
she had to.
It was some kind of like
if she was born in human form, it would probably not make sense that she came from the mammalian womb. But if she was born in like,
did the dragon or the human come first?
Sure.
What came first, the dragon?
I mean, I don't think it's like
August. What is your question?
Yes. Do you also have someone you talk in their head?
She looks at you for a moment, and she goes...
What an oddly phrased question.
Someone you talk in their head.
She goes, I have heard of many unique relationships between dragons and mortals. I have yet to meet a dragon that could communicate telepathically. I believe it is not impossible.
So you don't, like, talk to anybody or give them, like, stuff, extra stuff they can do?
She goes... I do not.
I love that you're a warlock.
I forgot about
she
that.
Goes, she does, but I do not think that it is out of the equation. It sounds like something that's a bit above my pay grade. You would probably have to talk to someone more powerful than I.
Hmm. Well, thank you anyway.
Okay, I have another question.
Yes.
Should I look for anything? I have a fascination with curiosities and antiquities and I'm sure you have had many things interesting. There are many interesting. I mean, you're an interesting person. I mean, you have many of interesting things. It's like, should I? Any travelers' recommendations?
She goes,
the best tourist destinations.
The biggest ball of yarn in the whole world.
Top 5 dragon destinations. Number 4 will surprise you.
Number 4.
I'm going to say that she mentions,
number 4,
that,
the middle of the ocean.
That there are many. She says that there are the obviously the ancient ruins of the Panakian Empire are always fascinating. She also just mentioned that there's some really fascinating orc tribes that live up in Kersia that she's like, I've never met any mortals like them.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions?
I was good. Yeah.
So wait. So she talked about in Tanakh about there being resources on elves.
Information, basically, like
there
in the college.
There
is
resources on information in general. I cannot imagine that there is any bit of information that the collective colleges of Tanakh do not have.
So it's in like the city library, I'm assuming.
She goes,
the college library.
The colleges are spread out across the whole continent.
Yes.
So I believe that there is one near the capital, but I think some of the stranger ones are the more remote ones.
Didn't she say they were elven?
Yeah, they are run by elves.
Yeah, elven colleges.
They are often like, the colleges, you... I might know some passing knowledge about this, having been in Tanakh, but, like, most of the elven colleges exist because there was an elf who acquired a lot of knowledge and then acquired apprentices, and those apprentices acquired apprentices, and then it kind of built out into a college. They are at specific locations, like they are location specific in places of Tanakh, but they are like, it was usually because it was, there was an elf with a lot of knowledge that wanted to pass that knowledge down to other people, and then they gathered for a central place and found out a college.
I'm remembering.
So, are there any other questions for Viola?
This is not for Viola, this is separate. Would I have any information about what some of the libraries might have for some of my connections?
You would have probably only ever really interacted with people from the...
Cloistered scholar who can't read?
What?
Did you pick the cloistered scholar background without being able to read?
No.
Okay.
You'll see. You'll find out.
Bruh.
That would be really, really funny, though.
The two worst.
Are you kidding me?
Two of the worst.
That would be an even better gag.
Never get orange, bro.
Oh, you would have interacted the most with the Spire Onra,
okay.
Which is the college closest to Bellicor.
Okay.
I don't know if you would have ever been to Spire Onra.
Yes.
But you, like, you are the closest town to that particular college, and therefore, like, they, like, the head of the college is on the council that runs the country.
Yeah.
And so, like.
Okay. I was just curious to see if I could offer any information about anything, but.
Green bear.
Cute.
Cool. So, alright. No more questions?
Not for me.
Cool. Everybody leave the room except for Lucius.
Oh, my knees.
On your knees.
I'm gonna activate the PS2.
No way, you talk like civilized humans.
No!
Will. Impossible.
Movie tonight. 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Cherokee Theater, Town Light.
Town
Light. Ow, my knee!
Which theater?
Town Light. Cherokee 16.
Oh, is it the AMC?
Town Light.
Yeah. Is it, wait, which one is it? Cherokee 16?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Down.
All right, let's stop this recording.
Yep.